This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democratic Representative Brittany Petterson is optimistic that Congress can pass a package of bills to address the nation's housing crisis. The House Finance Committee passed a bipartisan package of bills that includes reducing regulations.
It helps in addressing some of the barriers to housing, streamlining some of the red tape, and trying to create a framework that incentivizes your local municipalities to address housing barriers.
The House package comes after the Senate passed its own housing bill. Petterson has legislation in both packages. For 50 years, CU Boulder's International English Center has helped students from around the world find a home in Boulder. And now the program is seeking new host families to continue the tradition. CPR's Haley May.
The center is seeking local families to host international students for month-long stays. Hosts receive a daily stipend to help cover costs. The Rubin family has welcomed students from around the world.
It's just a great way to bring culture into the home, to experience how other people live.
You can apply at colorado.edu. Haley May, CPR News.
Land conservation, recreation, and other projects around southern Colorado will see more than $7.6 million in funding from state lottery proceeds. Great Outdoor Colorado manages the funds. It's awarding 21 grants across the region. A regional partnership in the Pikes Peak area will get $2.5 million to extend and improve the trail that goes around America's Mountain. Other funds are going to the projects in the San Luis Valley, the Eastern Plains, and the Upper Arkansas Valley area. Great Outdoors Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.